I'm Wenda Royster. You're listening to WOL News Talk Network. We're 1450 in Washington, D.C., 1010 in Baltimore, where information is power. My number is 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. And, of course, we are in the throes of a brand new year, 2005. My, time is going so quickly. And as we reflect this year, I hope that everyone has made a commitment that they're going to be healthy and they're going to be happy and they're going to be in the best possible shape in 2005 and they're going to live their best life. Today we are talking to a gentleman in studio, Bruce McBarnett, who certainly lives his best life. He is so active in this Washington community. It is incredible. I don't know where he gets his energy from. He spends time raising money for all different causes. He also spends time doing all kind of physical things to stay in shape. And I bet if I asked him, he would tell me he exercised this morning before he came in the studio. Bruce McBarnett, welcome to WOL. Now tell me, what did you do this morning? Did you ride a bike? Did you jog? What did you do?
It was running.
You ran?
Yes. I competed in track and field in the high jump. Mm-hmm. I currently hold the world's record for the indoor high jump for my age group, and recently won the Holiday Classic held in New York the day after Christmas, December 26th.
Oh, how exciting. And that's great.
Thank you. I've been competing in track and field for several years. Mm-hmm. I competed at Princeton University under Larry Ellis, who mm-hmm. was the coach at one point for the U.S. Olympic team, and he was a chair of USA Track and Field. Mm-hmm. And another coach of mine, the assistant coach there at the time, was Fred Samara, who's a former Olympian. He competed in the decathlon the very same year that Bruce Jenner won the decathlon in the Olympics.
Okay.
And then since that time, I've competed for the New York Pioneer Track Club, which is one of the first interracial track clubs in the United States, mm-hmm. and continue competing with them and have had an opportunity to win 10 U.S. National Track and Field Championships in the Masters category, which is an age group competition. And my best performance is 7 feet 1 inch, which I did when I was in law school, actually, the last year of law school.
Okay. Well, I didn't know about your last competition, but I knew that I could depend on you to give me some information that would prove that you were staying fit and staying healthy. Now, you're also a actor, and you're very involved in the Screen Actors Guild. And, the list is so long, we can't talk about all of the things that you're doing. But today you're here to talk, and it's really timely because of what we've seen over the last week or so in Asia. We're here to talk about an event that you're doing with the Screen Actors Guild to raise funds for Grenada.
That's right. The country of Grenada was devastated by Hurricane Ivan mm-hmm. During the earlier part of this fall. Hurricane Island slammed into that small country and made 60,000 people homeless out of a total population of about 90,000. So in other words, when the two-thirds of the population became homeless as a result of this devastating hurricane mm-hmm. that took place at the country of Grenada. So I was particularly moved by that devastation. One reason I do have some relatives in Grenada, mm-hmm. Also other relatives in other Caribbean countries. There were a number of countries that were hit by Hurricane Ivan and other hurricanes that went through that area this summer and early fall. It was a particularly unusual time because of the number of hurricanes and
yes.
the amount of devastation. But I was particularly concerned about Grenada because so large a percentage of the structures on that island were damaged or destroyed. Mm. 90% of all structures were damaged, including the total devastation of the Prime Minister's home. So you can imagine if the Prime Minister's palace is being destroyed, you can imagine the amount of devastation that wrecked through the rest of that country. So I often organize the Screen Actor Guild Award Ceremony Party and Art Show that is held every year in Washington, D.C., where members of the Screen Actors Guild and their friends and members of the general public come and watch the live presentation of the Screen Actors Guild that's broadcast live from Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And this particular event, I always choose a charity to benefit from the proceeds of the event. And this year I decided that we would donate a portion of the proceeds to Friends of Grenada, which mm-hmm. is a charity that is involved in relief efforts in the country of Grenada. They are helping with this, with the hurricane victims.
Okay, so let's go back to the to Ivan, because I know that most of the economy in Grenada is from tourism. And so give us an update. What's going on now? Is it still basically the destruction? Have they rebuilt? Are people able to go there on vacation? Where are they logistically now?
They're still pretty much at ground zero right now. The entire tourism industry was destroyed by Hurricane Ivan. Mm-hmm. They're just in the process of lining up financing to make the necessary repairs to the resorts and the hotels down there mm-hmm. so that that industry can get back on track. But at this date, people are not going down to Grenada for vacations, and as a result, the country is not able to bring in the income that is so necessary for it to rebuild. So it's largely dependent right now on relief efforts from mm-hmm. charitable organizations and other countries that can participate and help finance the relief effort down there.
Okay.
So it is a very serious situation down there. The second largest industry they have there is the nutmeg industry. They're a leading exporter in nutmeg mm-hmm. and other spices. And unfortunately, that hurricane has also destroyed the nutmeg trees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It takes 10 years, I understand, to grow a nutmeg tree.
Mm-hmm.
And with all of them being destroyed right now, it's going to take 10 years for that industry mm-hmm. to get back. So it is a serious problem and something that I'm particularly interested in seeing addressed.
Because I see that nutmeg, cocoa, mace, of course, different fruits, citrus, avocados, sugar cane, they depend a lot on agriculture, you know, the different products and spices. So how are the people, how are they surviving at this point?
Well, they're very resourceful people in Grenada, mm-hmm. and they're no stranger to adversity, and they have a strong will in being able to survive. There are international relief efforts going on right now to address some of the basic needs of the people. Fortunately, you did not see the loss of life in Grenada that you saw recently with the tsunami that hit Asia and Thailand and Sri Lanka, India, etc. So fortunately, they did not have a lot of death in that mm-hmm. country relative to what you saw with the tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
The most serious part of their problem is the devastation that they faced in their industries and in their infrastructure. Exactly.
When we come back, let's talk a little bit about how this will affect their relief efforts, because certainly now all the focus is in Asia. You know, is this going to hamper them getting some of the aid that was promised to them early on before this? And we're going to talk about this fabulous event that's coming up very soon, February the 5th. And we're expecting the ambassador of Grenada to join us. So you want to make sure you stay tuned right here to WOL News Talk Network with 1450 in Washington, 1010 in Baltimore, where information is power. I'm Wenda Royster. 1450 in Washington and 1010 in Baltimore, where information is power. My number is 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. My in-studio guest is Bruce McBarnett, and Bruce is no stranger to the WOL airways. He's been here talking many times about various issues, and of course, he's talking today about Grenada and the aid that's so desperately needed after the devastation of Hurricane Ivan. And also joining Bruce in studio is Ambassador Dennis Antoine from Grenada. And we're going to find out firsthand what's going on over there. I went on the internet last night and went to the website that's up for Grenada, and the chat going back and forth about the devastation, a hotel that folks say should not have been closed but has been closed because of the damage. Of course, tourism is their mainstay, and of course, spices, the nutmeg, and you just heard Bruce say that it takes 10 years. 10 years! That's a long time. And certainly, it's right in the front of our minds, and because of what's happening in Asia with the Nasami. And so we're very much on point of how desperately relief is needed after a bad storm and how people are surviving. So I want to say welcome back to you, Bruce, and welcome the ambassador to the program. And we want to talk a little bit about where your relief, what's going to happen with it now that everyone's focusing, everyone's looking in Asia. Does that mean that some of these large organizations are going to pull back some of the money? And then we're going to go over and talk to Rick.
That's a very good question, Wenda. It is a serious problem down there. That's one of the reasons why we're putting on the Screen Actor Guild Award Ceremony party and art show on February 5th to contribute a portion of the proceeds to Friends of Grenada, an organization that's providing relief in that country right now. I think it's best for me to defer to the ambassador to talk a little bit more in detail about what kind of impact the tsunami has had on the relief efforts in Grenada.
Well, first let me thank WOL for this opportunity to continue to let your listeners know that Grenada is still in need of help. Mm-hmm. And particularly now that there is this competing tragedy in the Indian Ocean and the many countries that have sustained so many loss of lives. Mm-hmm. We do understand the tragedy there. However, Grenada still remains a country in need because we, as a country, in terms of scale, the total island has been impacted. Mm-hmm. However, as you quietly mentioned, with this big loss of lives, the thought of Grenada is just fading. It's almost like the window of opportunity for focus on Grenada is fading.
It's closing.
And mm-hmm. so we do hope that we empathize, we sympathize with the major loss of lives in this country, but there are parts that still are intact. Mm-hmm. But for Grenada, the entire country was impacted on. Today in Grenada, we are attempting to begin the reconstruction. You spoke of the hotels. The hotel industry was one of our main industry. Agriculture was one of our major or mainstay to our economy. And there we saw that the nutmeg, the cocoa, the banana, mm-hmm. the spices, they were all wiped out by the wind and devastated. So we have been left to rebuild from scratch. And so it's going to be difficult to sustain an economy without support to begin our productive capacity and to bring it back into a certain way of self-sufficiency. So the problem here is how soon would Grenada be able to begin to grow fruits and vegetables and rip from its nutmeg crop and banana and cocoa, which was its mainstay.
Yes.
That's our challenge.
Okay. Let's go over to the phone lines and say, Rick, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you?
Long time no talk to.
That's right. Where you been?
Oh man, I've been in in some sort of recuperation, and okay. I don't want to call it a hibernation.
Okay.
Not during winter season.
Well, Happy New Year to you. You have a question on the rebuilding of the Grenada?
Yeah, I've commented in two questions. You know, here in D.C., back in, I guess, the late 70s when the first Star Wars film came out, I considered Luke Skywalker's home, the home of his aunt and uncle, and the land area and the climate, which made me go to the map and consider, you know, what was coming in terms of weather in the next 20 years, 20, 30 years, and how that house would have been inspired. My first question is, how were the homes built in Grenada? Were they built of brick? Were they built with basements? Or were they built otherwise? Were they not built with the weather in mind, say, the last 30 years? And my second question would be, how hard has HIV hit that country? Those are my two, and I'll take my answers from you off air.
Okay, thanks, Rick. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For checking in. Ambassador?
I think the question about housing is very relevant. We must put it in perspective that the last hurricane which struck Grenada was 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of point of reference would tell you that about two or three generations of Grenadians have never felt a severe hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
The houses are built in Grenada climatically. They're built in a manner of the way houses are built in the tropics. There are no basements. Most and many of the houses are built of concrete,
mm-hmm.
and others are built of wood and concrete, brick and block. So they have been built with the issue of hurricane in mind, because the Caribbean is known to have hurricanes. But Grenada over the years have been built as being under the hurricane belt. Most hurricane comes above the 12-degree line of latitude.
Mm-hmm.
And Grenada, as you know, is under 12-degree line of latitude. And so it was very, very unusual
for this
hurricane to come down as low as Grenada's position in geography.
Mm-hmm.
The other aspect of the HIV and AIDS, I think the entire Caribbean region is in a collective state of responsible response to HIV and AIDS because of the movement of all people.
Mm-hmm.
And so Grenada is indeed suffering from the impact of HIV and AIDS, which takes from its resources
mm-hmm.
to put into education and other health areas. There must be focus on a national program for HIV and AIDS, which we have done. So Grenada has, in addition to the rest of the Caribbean, borrowed from the World Bank
mm-hmm.
up to $6 million to institute a national HIV and AIDS program. And that was occurring just before Hurricane Ivan.
Mm.
So our problem is compounded.
Yes.
Those problems have to be sort of sidelined to looking at the bread and butter issue of housing
mm-hmm.
and food and to relocate people
right.
in necessities.
So where are some of the resources coming from? I mean, the major resources. I mean, over the last week or so, I mean, we've heard about large organizations, Catholic Relief, and some of these organizations just giving millions of dollars. Where are some of Grenada's resources coming from national organizations?
I must say, first of all, that the Caribbean community has really rallied to Grenada's assistance.
Okay.
That is CARICOM, the neighbors of Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, Jamaica, even Jamaica in its own plight, having been touched by the hurricane, came to a rescue. The United States of America has come forward and has donated at least $42 million to Grenada's hurricane disaster relief.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, we have had a donors meeting where pledges were made. It is very interesting that only yesterday the World Bank called to see how has the pledge been delivered. So pledges are one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what exactly have we accumulated
That's right.
from the direct contributions to our revenue
mm-hmm.
income is what is the question. So we have had a donors meeting where there were pledges. The European Union was present, the World Bank, the IMF, all the international financial institutions and development agency came forward. But today we are beginning to reconstruct with the direct assistance from countries like Venezuela, who put down 500 homes. In addition to that, we're trying to bring the children back into the schools, so we're re-roofing the schools. We have reclaimed the hospital, but still we have to deal with how do we put back roofs on the 90% or more of the housing in Grenada that has been destroyed.
Mm. Devastation, devastation. Up next, let's talk some more about Ivan and the devastation in Grenada. And let's talk about how you, Y-O-U, how you can help and help get this country back on track right here on WOL News Talk Network. We're 1450 in Washington, 1010 in Baltimore, where information is power. I'm Wenda Royster. I'm Wenda Royster. You're listening to WOL News Talk Network. We're 1450 in Washington, 1010 in Baltimore, where information is power. My number is 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. And we're talking today about the devastation that Ivan left on the island of Grenada. And in studio with me is Bruce McBarnett and the ambassador to Grenada, Dennis Antoine. And we're talking about how the relief is still desperately needed. I just can't imagine, you know, you see the footage coming out of Asia with the tsunami, and you see hurricane devastation from the summer and the spring. But to have people living in homes and have hospitals that don't have roofs, you know, how do you make it? How do you survive? Where do you go? Certainly on a small island, if most of the structures have been devastated, what do you do? Just how do you make it? It just has to be horrible to just try to rebuild from scratch. And certainly here in America, people are very accustomed to, if a bad storm comes and they have devastation, they just pick up the telephone and call the insurance company. And I don't think, the ambassador can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think it works that way in a place like Grenada. I guess they don't have the luxury of the insurance vendors. And then we also want to talk to Bruce McBarnett during this segment at length about the event that's coming up February the 5th, and also ask him to give us some information on how people can help. But let's start with the ambassador. Now, are the people down there ringing up their insurance company?
I think you've touched it right. I think that has been a major issue when you notice that you had 95 or more percent of physical facilities impacted, and there were about 20 or 30 percent less having some degree of insurance.
Hmm.
And most of those who've had insurance, maybe those who have been investors from abroad who came in. And so the tragedy is that you must begin to rebuild from scratch. Those who have gone away and lived and worked for years and retired with a pension came home and built a mansion on the hill,
mm-hmm.
and it's demolished. And the morning came, and they're right back where they first begun from mm-hmm. scratch. And so it has been a psychological impact has to be evaluated also. And those are the kind of lasting challenge that the government has and the country has to rebuild from scratch. When you're beginning with it's a phenomenon. It's an event which was not predicted. And so today, the country is dealing with faith. It's dealing with courage. It's dealing with the whole aspect of pulling yourselves up again.
Mm-hmm.
We've been thrust back into an era of development when Grenada was right back in the days when it was just the sea and the land. And the people have courage.
Mm-hmm.
We as Grenadians will come back, but it would be difficult without help. And so when the Screen Actors Guild and this radio station come forward and allow us to present Grenada before the United States public and your listeners, I think it is very much a service to Grenadians, and we thank you for that. Because what we are saying is we are determined. We have set as our new motto for this year of independence, building Grenada with a vision for a better nation. So we are taking into account the question that was asked, building homes with codes so that they can withstand the velocity of hurricane, looking at the use of land so we can build in appropriate places, looking at educating builders so that they apply the appropriate techniques in building, educating, looking at the agricultural sector to see how we can rebuild so that we can position our nutmeg and our cocoa in areas where they're less susceptible to landslides and the whole drainage and hurricanes. So we are looking at a futuristic building back of Grenada so that we in Grenada can give lessons on how to in the fact that hurricane attacks Miami, Florida, and so many other parts of the Caribbean. So Grenada will become a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And we must look at the lessons to be learned from rebuilding Grenada, but we can't do it by ourselves. We need help. And so we appreciate all those who have come out to the embassy and delivered food and clothing, and but we need the resources. We need some funds. We need to get our young people back into schools. They are not in schools. There is no work. The unemployment is a very big, big issue because we have no hotel industry, which employed so many Grenadians. We have no the cab drivers. We have so many people of the service industry sidelined. We do not have teachers going out to full-day schools. We have to stagger the schooling so that we give the essential, the prioritizing, those who must matriculate for graduation. So we are staggering the classroom hours. But by and large, normalcy is returning. There has been a reconnection of the electricity, and these crews from the Caribbean community, as I spoke of, came in to assist us to reconnect the electricity. The roads have been cleared. There are a number of housing starts. We're beginning to build low-income housing, and we're beginning to repair roofs. But that's just a start. We want to ensure that the quantifying the pledges that were made so we can plan on the revenue flow to put programs in place so that we can have a continuous process of rebuilding.
Right. It's just one thing to pledge, but it's another thing to make good on your pledges.
Indeed.
So I hope that the folks that have pledged money will do so. Bruce, tell us more about how people can help,
yes.
Listeners can help.
Well, one way that listeners can help with this situation in Grenada is to participate with the Screen Actor Guild Award Ceremony Party and Art Show that is going to be held on February 5th. To participate, people can purchase a ticket to come. It will be held at the Organization of American States. And you can go to the website at www.mcbarnett.com. That's www.mcbarnett.com. McBarnett is spelled M as in Mary, C as in cat, B as in boy, A as in apple, R as in rabbit, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant, T as in Tom, E as in elephant.com. That's www.mcbarnett.com. And at that website, you can learn not only how you can purchase a ticket to come to the event, but also your listeners can learn how they can be sponsors of the event. As a sponsor, they can write a check to Friends of Grenada, which is the charity that will be benefiting from this wonderful event. And that would get them a listing in our program as a sponsor of the Screen Actor Guild Award Ceremony Party and Art Show on February 5th at the Organization of American States. Corporations are also invited to participate as sponsors. We have a number of corporations that have stepped forward to be sponsors for the event, and we've certainly been very appreciative to those organizations. Organizations have also been sponsors by providing items that could be auctioned in the silent auction that will take place during this event. In addition to a silent auction, we'll also have dancing and live music. We'll also be showing the live presentation of the Screen Actor Guild Awards ceremony aired from Hollywood on Channel TNT. And we'll also have an art show where we'll have several different artists showing a variety of artwork, including artwork from the Caribbean. And we'll even have a face reader, and we'll have a number of producers, directors, ambassadors as well as some other celebrities, including yourself, Nwenda, and Beverly Burke, a former anchor woman for Channel 9 News. Andrea Rowan from Channel 9 News will be there. She's an anchor woman of the morning news. Horace Holmes of Channel 7 will be there. Vic Carter, an anchor for WJZ Television, will be there. We'll also have Doug Gilmore there as well. He's with WHUR, a radio host with them. And with all these individuals coming together to support a worthy cause, I think this will be a wonderful opportunity for people to enjoy themselves and feel good about it.
Okay. Up next, let's talk some more about getting Grenada some help right here on WOL News Talk Network. We're 1450 in Washington, 1010 in Baltimore, where information is power. I'm Wenda Royster.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
I'm Wenda Royster. You're listening to WOL News Talk Network. We're 1450 in Washington, 1010 in Baltimore, where information is power. My number is 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. And if you need more information, want to call Bruce McBarnett to find out more about the Screen Actors Guild Award Party, an art show on February the 5th. The phone number is 703-404-1915. That's 703-404-1915. Now, we're talking about Grenada. We're talking about Ivan just devastating the island of Grenada. I understand that if we took two Washington, D.C.s and put them together, that would be about the size of Grenada. And, of course, in talking, looking at the paper and the news within the last week and seeing the devastation in Asia, you know, the tsunami and people losing their lives and just losing everything. Certainly, Grenada has been on the needed list since this hurricane happened. And I'd like the ambassador to just kind of give us somewhat of a quick timeline as to, you know, where are the people? Are they still in shelters? Have they moved beyond the shelters? Where are they as far as getting back on their feet?
Well, let me thank you again. I think as far as the progress we've made, we can say that we have removed most people from shelters. That is one space, shelters. They've been brought back to their homes under tarpaulins and temporary roofs. The challenge is to ensure that the housing in which they are now is assessed for correct repair. Some houses cannot be repaired, mm-hmm. and therefore they need to be torn down and rebuild. And in rebuilding the houses, we must start with how do we house the people whom we have to remove from that housing. And so the question is, removing of the tarpaulins, ensuring that the homes are built to codes, and preparing to put in homes all persons who need to be housed. So the process is still on. The process of bringing shelter to those who have been displaced is still a challenge. We have not yet fully addressed this. We have only begun recently the process of erecting some new low-income homes with the support of Venezuela, and some of the funds which the government of Grenada has borrowed through the World Bank process. So today in Grenada, the rebuilding process, we can say, the reconstruction process has begun by the instituting of a National Reconstruction Council and Agency to spearhead and guide that reconstruction process. That's in place, and the work has begun. We've been receiving proposals from builders and architects to come in and erect homes, and we would do different schemes, different housing programs. And that is right where we are. We are beginning to break ground to start putting new shelters where they are needed, and repair of roofs, removing of tarpaulin, putting on the galvanized and the zinc and the appropriate plywood to ensure that the building codes that is in
cooperation with the OAS and SEDARA, which is the Caribbean Disaster Relief Agency. They have come together to do this disaster mitigation work so that we can establish building codes in Grenada. And we're training the builders and ensuring that the self-builders are also aware of how to erect the homes according to codes. So the process is still at a point where Grenadians are not fully under permanent roofs.
Mm-hmm.
But we're beginning the process of going through the reconstruction. So we need help. When I say we need help, I mean the help is needed for funds. Funds to ensure that we have a continuous process. Because it's not good enough to start and can't finish. And therefore, the revenue system which government has been used to, it's not there. We cannot ship the banana and the nutmeg and the cocoa at this time. So if we can have support for building low-income houses, if the builders and the agencies can come in and establish a system that can have a sliding scale so that one can get a house as they are able to pay, it would be very helpful. So the agency which I spoke of is responsible for receiving and making recommendation to government of the programs and proposals they should implement. So right now in Grenada, we are looking forward. We have seen the light at the end of the tunnel, but again we're saying we need some help from the international community and from the international donors, and we need them to meet the pledges so that we can put it into the flow of the revenue that we need to start our work.
Is there an island website that listeners can go to learn more about the island of Grenada and how they can help or what the progress is?
Most certainly. You have GrenadaEmbassyUSA.org or GrenadaConsulate.org. Anyone can go there and find how they can make contact with the embassy and our consulate. The number for the embassy in Washington is 202-265-2561. And they would be guided and given all the information needed on how they can make contributions to the Grenada Hurricane Relief.
Okay. That's 202-265-2561. Certainly, I thought that this was very timely to do this today because of what is happening with the Nisami. People are really focusing only in Asia, but there are still many folks in other parts of the world that are in need, like in Grenada, that we can pull together our efforts and our resources and help someone who is without shelter, without just the bare essentials, the basic needs. As the ambassador said, there are many people who are not working and don't have any idea of when they're going to be able to work because their economy, their tourism economy and the spice economy is pretty much kaput at this area at this point in that area. So I thank both of you for coming in and spending some time with me today. And hopefully on February the 5th at 6:30, the event, the Screen Actors Guild Award Party and Art Show. Bruce, you want to give us the website one more time?
Sure.
And the telephone number?
Yes, the website is www.mcbarnett.com. That's McBarnett, spelled M-C-B as in boy, A-R-N-E-T-T-E. And the telephone number is area code 703-404-1915. That's 703-404-1915 that you can call to find out about the Screen Actor Guild Award Ceremony Party and Art Show on February 5th at the Organization of American States.
Okay, thank you so much. Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for coming in today. And we're just going to know that Grenada is going to return to the beautiful island with tourism thriving. And, of course, the nutmeg. Bruce, I learned something today. I didn't know that nutmeg was, I always use it, but I didn't know it was is coming from Grenada.
That's right.
So I'll think about that every time I sprinkle some nutmeg in something. And we just know that it's going to, with the help of our listeners and with so many out there that want to help Grenada get back on track after this devastating event, that it's going to be able to do just that. And I look forward to seeing many of the listeners at February the 5th at the
Screen
event.
Actor Guild Award Ceremony, yes. Party and Art Show,
yes.
At the Organization of American States at 6:30.
Okay. Well, I thank you both for coming in and spending some time with me today. And as I always say to the audience, it's hugging time. Give yourself that big hug. Say, I love me. Remember, I love you too. May God bless you abundantly. Until we talk the next time, right here on WOL News Talk Network. We're 1450 in Washington, 1010 in Baltimore, where information is power. I'm Wenda Royster.
Good time. I'm thinking about the